They are everywhere, begging for food at outdoor restaurants, foraging for food in the wild. Who let the dogs out? 100,000 construction workers have gone home, but they left behind hundreds of pets and guard dogs. Nadezhda Mayborova runs Povo Dog, a new dog shelter here.
Builders rent their houses, but the dogs are still there. Really, we have mild climate, so for dog to live on the street, it's not a big problem, because there are foods everywhere.
Animal defenders complain that Sochi has become the stage for dog napping scenes reminiscent of the Disney classic 101 Dalmatians. The city signed a contract with a company to capture and kill 2,000 stray animals. Mayborova again.
I think the way how the city decided, it's not helpful. So it's just some private company who just taking dogs from the street, but it's actually not, there is no place to take it, so probably just utilize them and that's it.
Fighting back through the internet, Sochi animal lovers organized a car ferry, taking dozens of stray dogs to safety with families in other parts of Russia. Mayborova built a dog shelter outside Sochi. Oleg Deripaska, a billionaire and dog lover, stepped in to rebuild and fund the shelter. It now houses more than 100 dogs. Through the internet, dozens of international adoption requests have come in, 90% from the United States. One American Olympic athlete in Sochi, slopestyle skiing silver medalist Gus Kenworthy, tweeted two photos of dogs he plans to bring home to friends in Colorado. At last count, this photo was retweeted 4,000 times. Through the internet, Russians and Americans are pitching in to save the stray dogs of Sochi. James Brook, VOA News, Sochi, Russia.